Wake up call, 1300 WTLS, 106.5 FM. And Chris Stewart, the play-by-play voice of the Crimson
Not
Tide
the Chris
basketball.
Stewart that many of the Towsians. There is a different.
Chris,
we do have a local.
There is a local legend here. His name is Chris Stewart, and a lot of people ask him all the time, aren't you that play-by-play guy that does Alabama basketball? And
he's an Auburn man. He gets mad.
Say, no.
I'm a big Auburn man.
See, I really, you know.
That's amazing because I get asked all the time, are you that Chris Stewart from Tallahassee?
Yeah.
So I tell him, no, I'm an Alabama fan.
You would be flattered if you knew Chris. He's a good guy. And
Chris is.
Would.
We've heard a lot of talk about Mark Godfrey. You get to watch every basketball game. We don't. You know him very well. I think you guys are friends even. I heard you talk to him last night. What do you think about Mark Godfrey as a coach? And I know you're the Alabama guy, so it's kind of tough to lay it all out there. But what do you think about all the criticism?
Well, Mark's like anybody else. He's got his deficiencies as a coach. You know, there are things that there are some key times in his career where he has had some losses that have been disappointing. There's absolutely no question, and a lot of that's been brought up in the last few weeks when you've lost, you know, four in a row to start conference play. I will say it's been a little bit surprising to me to see the, as my broadcast partner Brian Passick put it, the total disregard, though, for all the good that's been done.
All you got to do is think about David Hobbs a little bit and then realize where Alabama was before he got there.
Well, you know, I was looking at notes last night. There are, in the last 10 years, coming into this season, there were two programs that had won more ball games during that time than Alabama, and that was Florida and Kentucky. Since then, since this year, Mississippi State has passed Alabama by a couple of wins, I think. So you're still fourth, though, in your 10-year period as a coach. Not only that, the three winningest coaches in terms of percentage, it was another note I looked at, and I didn't go digging for this. This was just in the game notes. Bruce Pearl, this is for coaches that have coached 5 years or more. Bruce Pearl has averaged 22 wins a game. Billy Donovan has averaged, 22 wins a year. I think Billy Donovan has averaged 23 wins a year. And then you got Mark at just over 20 per game. Those are your three winningest coaches in the league. The other thing about it, there are a lot of things that people don't see and don't think about that have elevated the program. There's never the hint of a scandal, personally or professionally, with Mark. His players, and I say this with all sincerity, are good people. They're people that I enjoy being around when I travel on the road with them. They're good students. They had a cumulative GPA of 3.12 last semester. I had a cumulative GPA of 3.12, I think, my last three semesters when I was in school. It took me three to get one that good. But it was there's just a lot of good things going on with the program as a whole, and I think that there are some legitimate arguments and complaints that people might be able to have had with this team to this point. And I will say, you'd be foolish to say that if you had Ron Steele, you wouldn't be better. That being said, I don't think the absence of Ron Steele has been what's wrong with this team over the last few ball games, if that makes any sense. So there are things that need to be done, but people, to me, get confused with saying that there's something wrong with this team, and they'll say there's something wrong with this program. I don't really see how you can say a team that's been the NCAA tournament five times out of the last 6 years, that has graduated the kids that they have, that have won the games that they've won, that have been in position to win championships like this one has done, is a program that is in trouble. Not when you got a recruiting class next year that's going to be one of the top six that's already been ranked as one of the top six or seven in the country. So to say that there's a problem with this, that there have been things wrong with this team, clearly there have been. But to say that the program is in trouble, I don't think the numbers and the reality of that backs it up. We spent time with it last week on the show, saying, and it's what frankly concerns you is that there becomes a point where perception becomes reality. And if you say things long enough, then people just assume that they're true. And to say that there's something wrong with the program, I think, is just an incorrect statement. And yeah, I consider Mark a friend. We're not best buddies. I don't go on vacation with him, but you spend a lot of time with him. I do respect him. Like I said, I'm close enough to it, but I've been around it long enough to say surely there are deficiencies, as there are with any coach and any person. But this is a guy that I'm not sure is getting the credit that he deserves for what he has done, despite some frustrations over the last year and a half, 2 years.
Well, your numbers speak for themselves, and I understand those. But people kind of look at, what have you done for me lately? That's no what question. You get, and they watch the team, and the team has struggled a good bit this year. Here, what if this were to happen, Chris? And it could happen. The team could have a terrible year. Just say it goes and wins four conference games. Is his job safe?
I don't know. That's a great question.
Because, I mean, he can go back and look at the Elite Eight appearance. He can look at the five tournament appearances out of the last 6 years, like you talk about. But people going to say, golly, is this program going in the right direction? Yeah, a good recruiting class coming in, but the last 2 years they missed a tournament. They haven't looked very good. If this year does turn around, that may not come into play, but it could.
You're right. And that's the thing is I don't know. I would hope that things will progress with this year, and that's not something we even have to discuss. But I have not heard anything from an administrative standpoint that would be the case. You know, I think they're hopeful, just like everybody else that's close to it, that this is not going to be a 4-12 year in the league. But you never know. You just don't know what can happen. If it were to be at that point, then somebody that's making a whole lot more money than I am is going to be making those decisions.
And one thing quick personally for you, Chris, if it ever arose and the chance were there, Eli were to move on anything, would you like to have that chance as well to be able to do that?
Oh, man. You know, I'm really enjoying.
Both. I mean, we know guys that do both. There's a guy, RB. Some guys do both.
Well, Eli used to do both.
Yeah, that's right.
I do football now on the television.
Well, that's right.
And it's a full day. You know, it's something that if the opportunity ever presents itself, sure, I would enjoy doing it. But Eli's the best in the business, who's been at it for a long
time. Come on now. Chris. Okay.
That's a company line. We understand
you
that.
You asked me the question. I answered it.
Yeah. Chris, we appreciate you doing the program as well. We listen to it here on WTLS, the Ultimate Sports Show. I know that's great.
That's a great job.
You've been able to work with Kenny Stabler and Mike Grace on a daily basis there. We enjoy that program. Aired 6 to 10 here weeknights on WTLS. And appreciate what you do for Alabama sports and the Crimson Tide. Good luck with the broadcast.
Thanks, Mike. Glad to be on with you. And thanks so much for the opportunity to put us on the air. We're really glad to be on in that part of the state, and appreciate the opportunity to have the show on every night.